Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad that you're joining us today. And our dear friends that are just finishing their program on Truth Talk, wow, what a word from God today. And if you missed it, they come on 30 minutes before we do every Sunday afternoon. They are a wonderful gang of people. And we just really appreciate hearing what they have to say. And boy, I was shouting a loud amen to that stuff they were saying a minute ago, Nan. It was just right on stuff.
You know, their stuff. You know, we listen to them. We get here early. Sometimes I listen to them on the radio.
Right,
in,
I know.
They're just, and they're such sweet, sincere people.
Sincere, sweet people.
Oh, my goodness, they're great.
They're great people, yes.
And they've always had a good word.
Always a good word. And it's at 2:30, right before our show on the same station. Truth Talk is the name of it. And if you get a chance, tune in early and listen to these wonderful servants of the Lord. It's Pastor Marcia McAllister here, along with Nan Watson in the studio, filling in for Cindy up in Indiana, who had a family emergency and cannot be on today. But Megan will be with us here also in just a few minutes. And so we do want to pray for Cindy and the situation that she's dealing with in her family today. Without going into any details, just pray that God's healing and his power will be working in that situation. So we are always excited to be on the air with you week after week. And today is a very special day, Nan, because it is April 17th, according to my calendar.
According to my calendar, it is also
2016. Was on April 17th, 2007.
Oh,
9 years ago today that we had our first broadcast here on Tan Talk. So it's our 9 year anniversary. So we are beginning our 10th year on the air with Tan Talk Radio. We love Lola. We love all the people here, the engineers. And Big Ed, our main producer, and all of the gang. And it's just a joy and a privilege to be a part of this radio station and this outreach to our Tampa Bay community for so long, so many years. Last year, a little over a year and 3 or 4 months ago, we were also picked up by Starcom Radio Network and syndicated in about 35, 36 cities across the United States. And in about 8 countries. And so that is a tremendous blessing, too. So after we do these shows, Big Ed, I actually am in the control room running the controls now in the last year or so, and that's a blessing. I love it. But Big Ed takes what we produce on the Sunday afternoon show, turns it into a podcast, and puts it on TanTalk1340.com website, www.TanTalk1340.com. Makes it available on the podcast page. You just go down to Living the Good Life, and you can hear this show within a day or two of it. On Saturday and Sunday of every week, it's also by coincidence same name, Ed, who is the manager and owner of Starcom Radio Network, takes the shows we've done on this Sunday and also our Thursday night show, Go Yard, and puts them on StarcomRadioNetwork.com every Saturday and Sunday, which is such an amazing thing. So whether you're listening to us now on the radio, 1340 AM, 1400 AM, and the other channel, I think it's 1380 AM, or whether you're listening on the computer, which is www.tantalk1340.com, or whether or not you're catching this a few days from now that I'm recording it or we're doing the show live, and that would be on starcomradionetwork.com. And any location or on our website after the end of the month where we put them on our website to keep them there, bohmglobal.com. There's so many ways to listen to these shows again and again and to tell your friends about the ministry of Beacon of Hope and the radio outreach. Nan, I know you've been one of these. Tell me, and I know Betty, Megan, and some of these others do go back and listen to shows over and over again, especially if it's been a show that's been a blessing to them, right?
Yes, it's so nice to have it so available, you know.
It is.
You have a night, restless night. You can't sleep. You're not sleeping anyway. You can take in the word this way.
Absolutely.
And it can lift your spirits. You may be feeling down or depressed or frustrated or angry or whatever. You can go. You can go through and either find a name if there's a particular person that you like to be able to hear. Or you can find...
We're not doing that part anymore as the names.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
oops,
the webmaster. But we do have titles to the show.
Okay. You have the titles. And pick out the title that best... Maybe suit something that you want to
hear at that moment. Right, exactly.
And listen to the show. And
absolutely. What a blessing it is.
It's a blessing.
Technology
to have
makes all this available. When we first started in 2007, we did not have all that possible. Our engineer would make a CD of it, and then the CD would have to be somehow sent to our webmaster, and then that would end up on the website. But that wasn't even the first year. We weren't even doing that the first year. So we've got hundreds of shows on our website, bohmglobal.com. Great way to hear the Word of God. We are a non-denominational church, just preaching the Word of God. No discriminating of anybody for anything. Anybody is welcome. We love the Lord God with all of our hearts, and our desire is simply to get the Word out there as much as we can. We have two slogans. The first one originally was our slogan. It still is, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That is still our slogan, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. But then about 2 years ago, we added another slogan, going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. And both of those slogans really sum up what we're trying to do here. It's all about the Word of God, and it's all about God's love for each of us, no matter what kind of mistakes you made in your life, no matter how complicated your life may feel like it is right now. God loves you so very much, and He wants you to get to know His Son Jesus. He wants to have a relationship with you, and we're going to talk about that today with Megan and with Nan, and we're going to talk about His healing ability. We started that last week. We didn't get done with it, Nan. You were here doing poems, and we just had all kinds of great stuff happening last week. If you missed last week's show, go to tantalk1340.com and go to podcasts. Go down to Living the Good Life, and you can catch last week's show. All right. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to say something. You know, you were talking about the
Please
love of
do.
The Lord and
yes.
how God will minister to people through the show and how He loves them. And there may be some people listening, I don't really feel like anybody really loves me.
Right.
Well, you know, I will go as far as to say we love you.
Yes.
Which is why we come. This is a gift of love.
That's
because
exactly
we love them. That's
right, Nan.
You know, we don't come just to say, well, let's find something to do between 1 and 3 on Sundays. Because
three
we
and
all
five.
Three and three five.
And five.
So where am I? I was back at 1 o'clock thinking about the radio show. Man,
right.
Almighty.
Three
but,
and
you
five.
Know, between 3 and 5, that's much better. But, you know, we come because we love the people.
That's right.
And there's it's a powerful message from the Word.
That's right.
And that's why we're here.
We
love them, and God loves them, and He has us here, different people, various whoever rotates on the rotation schedule here. Everyone does it out of act of love.
Out of love.
So we love them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is not a paid position. This is, as Nan said, an act of love. God bless you as you listen to this first song. On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. That's one a lot of us grew up in church singing. This is the Michael W. Smith version. Love it. Listen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly thee on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Praise God. I love that. Great version of that old song, Michael W. Smith. And I think some backup singers. Boy, that was really good. Nan, do you have something that God gave you already? And please explain how God gives you poems, because these aren't things that have come into the studio with her.
No.
It's happening right now.
What he does is many times during a song, or if I'm actually not on the radio show per se, sometimes just throughout the show, he'll inspire a poem that goes along with maybe what was just said or what was just saying. And it's strictly God. It's like as if someone was dictating in my ear, which he is,
right,
dictating it, and I type it. And so none of these ever come in the studio with us at all. They leave.
Yeah, they leave with us. They don't come in with us.
This was just a little short one, but it was kind of pretty cool. You can stand upon the solidness of my son. He is always there, a stronghold in troubled times. He will sustain you through what you face. He loves you. He gave his life, and he is so kind. He is your best friend. He is always there. You can count on him for all things. So look to him, the solid rock in your life, and to him your petitions and praises bring. He is your solid rock.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I believe there's people listening today who are facing some sort of difficulties in their life. Things are happening. We don't know what those things are because they haven't told us, but God knows what they are. And I believe this show is going to minister to them, and
yes,
the subject matter is going to minister to them.
It will be good.
And they just keep receptive ears and just listen. And whether it's live or whether it's at a later time, the anointing is still there on the show.
Amen. Today's title is God's Healing Touch in Our Lives. And, Megan is here. And before we get to Megan, dear God, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do today on this show. We know it's going to be powerful. It always is. Your anointing is what brings the power. Your anointing, your presence in our lives individually and in your presence in the show. Lord, we just give you the glory and praise before we see what you're about to do. We thank you for every listener that listens live or at some other time in the future. Bless everyone. Anoint their ears to hear your word and their hearts to receive what you would have for them today and for each of us right here on this show. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. Then we're going to talk to Megan in just a minute. Jesus came down the mountain with the cheers of the crowd still ringing in his ears. Why is that? It's because Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7 are what we call the Sermon on the Mount. It's not just the first few verses of Matthew 5, which a lot of people call that the Sermon on the Mount. Actually, this was a big, long period of time, and a lot happened during that period of time, during those three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And so Jesus had ministered powerfully there and taught a lot. And that would be a great reading for you to go and read Matthew's chapter 5, 6, and 7 and see what he was teaching. He comes down from the mountain and a leper appears and goes to his knees before Jesus praying, "Master, if you want to, you can heal my body." Now, before we go on about what Jesus' response was, it's important to note that the rabbis at that time, the Jewish rabbis, taught that cleansing lepers would be, should be, a sign of the Messiah. And it was not something that happened all the time. The lepers were healed. Actually, there's only about three, maybe, in the Bible accounts of lepers being healed. This was not a common occurrence. This was pretty bad. In our day and age, I think we'd probably call this skin cancer, but it was so much more than that. Skin peeled off. It was just really nasty. And there were laws about lepers. They couldn't even approach people because if they did, then they had to be put outside the city. The person that they were close to, it wasn't just a Purell that could cleanse them. They had to go outside. Ah, Megan, you are there. I hear your laugh. Yes.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Megan.
I mean, this.
Hi, Nanners.
It was really a big deal if anybody approached. If you were approached by a leper, you would be running, screaming, going the other direction. And so for this, for the first thing to happen, the minute Jesus comes down from preaching a powerful couple days sermon here, really, when he comes down here, the first thing that happens is a leper comes up to him. Now, I, in a lot of ways, because I know that the devil tries to send things in our path to really mess us up when we've had a great victory. Jesus ministered to thousands of people on that mountain, and so he was coming down. It says he was coming down with cheers of the crowd still ringing in his ears. So he was coming down in victory, like so often we do in our lives. We have a tremendous victory. Then the devil pulls out all the stops. Well, you know, this leper was sincerely wanting help, but the devil was probably chuckling over on the sideline saying, "Oh, let's see what he does with this. He's going to be in real trouble because he's going to be impure now," and all this kind of stuff. And so in verse 3, Jesus reaches out and touched him. That was against all wise counsel. That was against biblical commands, actually, back in the Old Testament. They were not to touch lepers. Jesus touched him and he said, "I want to be clean." Then and there, all signs of the leprosy were gone. All right, Megan, welcome to the show, you faithful one, Betty's daughter, wonderful mother of little Andrew and Zoe Grace, and wife to Ben. How you doing there, Meg?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How's two of my favorite people?
Well, are you talking about Nan and somebody? Yeah, we're fine. We're great.
Yeah, the engineer there in the studio, yeah. And then the other one there in the other room.
They're in the studio, yeah.
Two people.
Okay. We're doing great. We're just thrilled to be able to do this show today. And it is our anniversary, our 9th year anniversary, Megan.
That's fabulous. That's so wonderful.
Yes, it is. 9 years ago today, Connie and Nathan and I sat in there in that studio, and we actually recorded instead of doing it live because we were afraid. It was the first time we were doing a show like this. And from that point on, that was the only time we ever recorded it. We just always went live because mistakes are part of being human, and if we say something wrong, we can say, "Oops, sorry, didn't mean it that way." and
right.
It's impossible to go back and do it when you pre-record it. Anyway, Megan, enough of that, and thank you for the congratulations, and you're a big, big part of this radio ministry. And we're talking about God's power to heal today, God's anointing for healing that is still alive and working in us today. Talk to us.
Well, you know, his touch, his peace, his healing power is something that's hard to describe.
Yes.
But I can say that the healing that I have received lost 2 years ago.
Wait a minute. We just lost you. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. Go ahead.
That healing that I received, you know, the healing of the hurt, the healing of the grieving is something that
Boy, we've lost you again, Megan. We've lost you again.
Let me try to call back in. I don't know what's wrong.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
All right. So, Nan, you can comment while Megan's calling back in.
Well, I think Megan was, she serves as an example to those of us around her.
Yes.
Who saw her go through what she went through.
The losing of her son when he was 33 hours old, Grayson.
You know, and the impact, I mean, the sadness that she felt was heartbreaking.
Right.
And for those of us around her who knew her, we knew that. You would know that. I mean,
that
if you lose your baby, you know. And yet through that, she has reached out and ministered to so many people.
Yes.
So many people she's ministered to because of the pain of what she went through. She
right.
flipped it and turned it around and said, okay, I'm going to reach out to other people.
Absolutely.
And that was actually part of her healing too. But, you know, but it was just so neat to see this young lady
right.
respond to such a heartbreaking situation. I mean, I'm a mother, you're a mother, you're a grandmother. You know, to have lost my baby after just
yes.
giving birth to my baby would just be a very devastating thing
Absolutely.
To have happened in our lives. You
right.
know? And yet Megan, you know, she moved forward in faith.
Absolutely.
Her faith grew in the Lord. And, you know, she was very open and very candid in sharing with people when she has the opportunity. She
Absolutely.
Shares her story.
Yes.
And I think she serves as an example to the rest of us to share our story at
right.
the right time when God opens the doors. You
Absolutely.
Know? And there may be people who have battled something that's listening today. They've come through it. God saw them through it. Share your story as God opens the
Amen.
Door. Amen. I mean, you don't have to go busting down and having to tell everybody, but God will open the door at the right time with the right people, and you can share that story.
Absolutely.
And our listeners have stories to share.
Yes.
And the
That's
Lord
a good
delights
point.
When they share their stories with those that are around them.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. So Megan's back on the line. Jesus reached out and touched him, and he said, I want to be clean. So, Megan, here, Jesus is setting a precedent that it doesn't matter how awful the disease is, how contagious it is, how disgusting it looks. Jesus said, I want to, because the leper says, if you want to, you can heal my body. Boy, don't you see the faith of this leper right there, Megan?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for Jesus to reach out and touch someone that is so contagious with such a deadly people.
Right.
He has such
Megan, we're only hearing about every fifth or sixth word. Do you have a landline you can get on?
Phone us and call back in.
Yeah, because we're only hearing about every fifth or sixth word. Okay?
Call back.
Okay. All right. We're sorry that we're having trouble there with her phone line today. But, you know, again, the devil doesn't want people hearing this, Nan,
yes.
this healing, and does
thinking.
Not want people hearing how Megan so believed in the touch of God.
Right.
She's going to share that with us in a minute.
Exactly.
Jesus reached out and touched this leper, and he said, I want to be clean. So the first myth of the enemy that we want to debunk today is that God doesn't want to heal everyone. He wants to see you suffer. That's not God. That's not his nature. In fact, in Psalm 103, verse 3, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of his benefits. He forgives all my sins. And the next line, he heals all my diseases. His desire is that you be healed. His desire is that you walk in wholeness in your mind, in your emotions, in every area of your life. God's desire, he's no respecter of persons. He doesn't say here to the leper, you know, you've been pretty bad all your life. You deserve this. This is a punishment. I sent this on you as a punishment. That's another myth that we need to debunk today, Nan, is that God puts sickness and disease on people as a punishment. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, that was always kind of the impression I was under
growing up in church, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a punishment from God.
Yes.
Yes.
a lot of fear factor,
right?
To use such a term, I guess. A lot of fear factor thrown in there. If you don't do this, God's going to do that.
Right.
It's just a big thing that many of us grew up hearing.
Right.
And believing, because that's what we were taught.
Absolutely. All right. Now we got Megan back, and I think I heard baby Zoe Grace, right?
Yes, you did.
That's all right.
You may hear a little blurbs of a small person in the background.
The small person. You know, yeah, it is. The small person is your blessing, because even though you lost Grayson 2 years ago, right now, you also received this blessing, Zoe Grace, a year ago she was born. God turned right around and blessed you again, didn't he?
He sure did. He gave you the greatest blessing of being your rainbow baby. Nothing sweeter.
Wow. Megan, we're still having the problem. I don't know what it is.
Let me try mom's cell phone.
Try that, because there's something. Okay. We just hear you occasionally. So.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay.
Satan's really not.
Yeah. Well, we
this
take
message.
Authority
remember,
over
remember
that
the
right
last
now.
Time this
yes.
happened?
It happened yes.
One other time. It hadn't been happening. All of a sudden
right.
it happened.
Yeah. We take authority over this in the name of Jesus. And we're going to get this message out, because this is a very important message. Jesus reached out and touched him, it says in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 8. This is the leper. And he said, I want to be clean. Okay? That's exactly God's desire for us. Now, Megan, let's try you one more time.
Hey, okay, I'm back. Now, how do I sound?
You sound great.
So, okay, I don't know what's going on, but that's weird.
Okay.
Tempt of the devil.
Well, we just took authority over it on the air, so...
Amen.
Okay, so Jesus says to the leper, I want to be clean. Then and there, all signs of the leprosy were gone. Now, a lot of people say, well, Jesus heals with time. You know, things get better, like when you take an antibiotic and you eventually get better. And yes, that's true. Sometimes that is the way God heals. It takes time. And sometimes you have to change your diet. Sometimes you need to change your exercise, whatever the case may be. But God can and wants to and does so often do these suddenly moments of healing, like right now that happened to the leper. And he says, I want to be clean. Then and there, all signs of leprosy were gone. Jesus said, don't talk about this, but of course he did anyway. And he said, your cleansed and grateful life, not your words, will bear witness to what I have done. And I think that's very interesting. When he cleanses us, when he removes the sin or the pain or the disease or the wound or whatever it is, that bears witness of what God can do in our lives. Megan, now talk to us a minute, and hopefully this will be better this time.
I sure hope so. You know, things don't often happen in the timing, and they don't happen in the timing that we wish. And
right.
Sometimes healing doesn't come the way that we wanted. And
that's
what we have to understand. We still have to have faith.
Amen.
The healing is coming.
Right.
And, you know, the leper, he had to step out in faith. And the cool thing was that he didn't demand his healing. He said, Lord, if you want to heal me.
Right.
And, you know, I think we should have that mindset as well, is that, Lord, your will be done. If you want to heal me, I am ready. You know, I have surrendered. I have asked for forgiveness in my life. And if there's something that, you know, that I have not brought forth to you, to the throne, Lord, identify that to me so that I can be like that leper and be cleansed
of
all of this junk.
Right. And I love that. The leper shows faith right there. If you want to, you can heal me. You know, I've said this many times. I said it again last week on the air. A lot of people believe that God can heal, but not many believe that he wants to or that he will. A lot of people, and we just were talking, and you may have been off the air, Megan, but we were talking about debunking the lies of the enemy. And one of those lies is that God sends disease and sickness on people to punish them for their errors, their mistakes, their sins, whatever their case may be. That is not scriptural. There is nowhere that it says God is going to hit you with a boatload of disease if you do this or this or this. No, there are consequences to our actions that are natural things in this world. If we don't get rest, if we don't get proper nutrition, if we overeat, if we never exercise, we're going to have some physical problems. We just are. Because our bodies need all of that. We have to sleep at night, you know? I've heard many stories of people that don't sleep at night, maybe get 2 hours of sleep. It eventually catches up with them and all kinds of, it causes all kinds of problems in their body. Nan, talk about that, and then we'll go back to Megan.
I'd like to say something just briefly here. In my study Bible, it talks about how leprosy, really, there was no known cure. It further goes down in the part of the study and says, sin is also an incurable disease, and we all have it. Only Christ's healing touch can miraculously take away our sins and restore us to real living.
Amen.
But first, just as the leper, we must realize our inability to cure ourselves and ask for Christ's saving help.
Amen.
You know, and we're talking, you know, about healing. That's a spiritual healing that goes
yes.
on. And we need to recognize, you know, we come to Jesus just as the leper did.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Megan, comment on all that. Are you there? Megan, do we have you?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
part of healing may not all be physical. And just as Nan said out of her study Bible, is it can be and is most of the time, it can be 95% of the time spiritual healing.
Right.
Because, you know, we carry around maybe animosity or
yes.
anger
yes.
or unforgiveness.
Right.
And that can hold us back from
right.
our destiny of, you know, being a child of the King.
Yes. Yes, it can. All of those things. It robs us. It blocks the flow of the blessings coming our way if we're full of animosity, bitterness, and all that. And anyway, here we are with this leper, and Jesus says, I want to. And he says, the last line of verse 4, your cleansed and grateful life. Megan, that really speaks to the concept that you just talked about. When we are full of yuck, you know, really junk down in our lives, unforgiveness, jealousy, anger, envy, strife, gossip, meanness, rage, hatred. I could go on and on and on. When we have all of that, we cannot be the conduit for God's blessings, nor can we receive them like we need to, because here he says, your cleansed and grateful life, not your words, will bear witness to what I've done. Whoa, talk to me about that. Megan, go ahead with your concept there, because that's what you were talking about, cleansed and grateful life.
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to be aware that we all have sinned. And
right.
that's what we need to come. We need to come to the throne ready to be made aware of those sins
yes.
so that we can get rid of them.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you choose to deny that you have unforgiveness, that can hold you back.
It can hold
absolutely. You back from all kinds of things. And, you know, it's like I can, in my mind, this is going to sound really crazy. It's like you see a pot of, like, vegetable stew. And, you know, it's mixed with all of these things in our life that have gone on. And what we need to ask the Lord to do
That's
is drain all that junk out of there.
Yeah.
So that we can be clear broth. So that
there
we
you
can
go.
Be a better image
Whoa.
To those around us.
Absolutely. That's interesting that you said that, because I was thinking of a metaphor as I was driving to the studio, and I'm going to tell you that metaphor in a minute. But the verse that you just mentioned, all of sin, that's Romans 3:23. I wanted to note that because everybody needs to know that verse. It says there, Paul wrote this, for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. Everybody. This applies to every single one of us. We have all sinned in some way, and we do consistently. In our attitudes, in our harboring things that we shouldn't be harboring, and things like that, we are sinning. And so often we need that cleansing power of Almighty God to come and just take care of all that junk in our lives. And today I was driving here and I was thinking about water and how important water is in our lives. Now, water is a metaphor for the word. Okay, it's the word of God is called the water of the word because it cleanses, okay? What happens, it's so often, you know, when you get water and soap and water, you know, not just soap, but when you mix it with water, what happens? Then that, you know, it causes that to be able to cleanse your body. Well, the water of the word is what cleanses us. And when we dilute the junk in our lives with more and more water, okay, that the rest of it just it gets less and less. The more water we put into our lives, how about this, the thing about drinking a lot of water? The more water we put into our bodies, the more hydrated we are, the better our bodies function. Talk to me about that, Nan, then we'll go back to Megan.
Well, it's just important to continually have that going. I personally drink a considerable amount of water. I do drink sodas, but I also drink a lot of water.
A lot of water.
Even sometimes during the night, I wake up and I actually have a glass of water with ice right by my bed, believe it or not, just like to save getting up, going to the refrigerator. You know?
Right, yeah.
But it's important to keep that water going.
Right.
You know, and just as that's, it's like a continual thing. I have a beverage at my desk throughout the entire day.
I do too,
there all the time.
Yeah.
And from the time I walk in, the time I walk out, and I walk out with it in my hand.
Right.
And just as I do that with a physical water, we need to also do that with the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And carry that with us. And,
woo!
You know, if you can take time at your break or take time at your lunch,
right,
catch a little bit of it then. You know, just keep it going throughout the day and keep it going. Keep the scriptures in your heart that are special
right.
to you. The Lord shows you something special that really applies. Wow, write it on an index card.
Yes,
keep
write it down.
In your desk drawer. Do something. Keep it right there. I mean, I like to put things on Post-it notes.
Do you?
And put them on the mirror in my bedroom so that I can see scriptures that he's brought me to at
times. Oh, that's great.
Rhema word. Well,
whatever works for you. I have a little notebook that goes with me everywhere I go, just a little tiny thing. And I write things down. The Lord is showing me. Megan, talk to us about this whole concept about the water of the word and cleansing us on a regular basis as we proceed through our days.
Well, you know, just as water is vital for life.
Right.
So is the word.
Yes.
So is the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Because, you know, if you're not doing that, if you're not quenching your spirit,
right,
you're going to be thirsty and you're going to start, the devil's going to get in. Guys.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that simple.
That's right.
You know, just like if you don't drink water, you're going to get dehydrated, you're going to end up in the hospital.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of thing. It's vital to life.
Right.
And, you know, the more we drink the water, the more we are cleansed.
Yes.
The more clear we become.
Yes.
The more transparent we become.
Amen.
And,
amen. Yes.
You know, it's just, it's vital. We have to have it.
Right. No, you're exactly right. We have to have it. Praise God. All right, let's go to this next example, starting with verse 5 of Matthew 8. As Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain came up in a panic and he said, "Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He's in terrible pain." Jesus said, "Don't bother me with that. You know, I'm too busy right now to mess with that. I'm on my way someplace else." Is that what he said? Megan, is that what he said?
Absolutely not. That's not what he said.
Well, what did he say in verse 7 of Matthew chapter 8? He says, "I'll come and heal him."
Amen.
Right? Right? That's what he said. And this is so interesting in verse 8 because the captain says, "Oh, no, no, I don't want to put you all that trouble. Just give the order and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders, gives orders. I tell one soldier, go. He goes to another, come. He comes, do this, and he does it." And this is very interesting that this man was not a Israelite, yet he was aware of authority. You know, when somebody with authority speaks, and he recognized the authority of Jesus as being from God and said, "All you have to do is say the word. That's it. That's all you have to do." And Jesus said, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. And this man is a vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet table, along with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And what he's saying here is, this man was not born an Israelite. He's an outsider. You know, most of us around the world are outsiders. We're not Israelites. Most of us are Gentiles. Yet, right here, Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter if you're an Israelite or if you're a quote-unquote outsider. You are privy to the same rights and privileges and blessings. You have it all. You can have it all. There's no discrimination here. Nan, talk to me about that, because I think this is so important that this captain of the army, of the Roman guard, understood authority here and actually was receiving a blessing before he even had, even before it was done.
Some people in the church can could learn this,
right?
They don't, you know, they don't sometimes respect the authority,
right,
or recognize the authority,
right?
And you have someone on the outside who's not church, never really been to church, come in and just like this guy did, recognize
the authority
that Jesus had. And
yes,
this was a high level man. This was not
right.
just some man off the street guy.
Right.
He was high level in the army, and he, like he was, like they said, he command people, they would go, they would come, whatever. But yet he had a need.
Yes.
He brought it to Jesus because he knew that he could take care of it for him. And that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Whatever's happening, you know, we don't have to be a commander of over 100 people. Just meet little me in the corner, you know,
right.
whatever, wherever. God will move and heal us
yes.
if we bring it to him.
Absolutely. Whoa. Wow. Megan, talk to me about this.
Well, you know, Nan is right on. You know, it doesn't matter where we've been, what we've done, is we are all able to sit around the table with the Lord. You know,
right.
He is not discriminatory towards anyone.
Right, exactly.
And because he created all of us. He made us all individuals. He created all of these different skin colors.
Right.
And, you know, that's just how wonderful he is, you know, we don't have to be of a certain origin to receive a blessing, to receive
absolutely
healing.
That's right.
It just takes that blind faith,
right,
to believe in the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And he will give unto you.
Oh, amen. We're going to do a song here that I know you love, Megan, by the group Sidewalk Prophets. Keep making me, make
oh,
me
amen.
Broken so I can be healed, make me empty so I can be filled. Oh my, this is a great song. Listen, dear audience.
Make me broken so I can be healed. 'Cause I'm so callous and now I can't feel. I wanna run to you with heart wide open. Make me broken. Make me empty so I can be filled. 'Cause I'm still holding onto my will. And I'm completed when you are with me.
Praise God. My healer, fill me up. Heal me. Keep making me, God. Keep making me all that you want me to be. Nan's got a poem there. What did God give you?
I will keep on making you. I am here with my healing touch.
Amen.
You will receive my healing. Of these miracles, I will do such.
Yes.
I will fill you up with my spirit. You will sense that I am making you. I am here and will do the necessary work. I am faithful. This I will do.
Oh, yeah.
So let me continue to make you. I am with you and am healing you. I hear your requests to me to keep making you. You will be filled. Trust, my word is true.
Oh, amen. Praise God. So that's our desire, Lord. Keep making us, keep changing us, making us what you want us to be. Megan, you like that song? That's a good song.
Oh, I love that song. It's that's a song that, you know, if I'm having a rough day and I'm, you know, needing to lay things down, that's a song that I always go to because it just it ministers to me.
Yes.
It always has.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. Okay, so Jesus says to the Roman captain, he says, I've never seen this kind of just simple trust. This is what he wants for us, people. It's simple trust in his ability to heal us emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever is going on in your life, to allow God to deal with what it is he needs to deal with in your life. And he says here, the very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works don't. And he's really, it's very interesting how in this little passage, Jesus includes all of us. He calls us all the outsiders. And he says, outsiders to grace, and we've been wandering around, but God wants us all to recognize that this healing is for all of us. This is not just for pastors, evangelists, ministers. It is not just for the super religious who never miss the service. It is not just for the ones who have grown up in church and that kind of thing. Megan, talk to me about that, because a lot of people become so, it seems to me, like sanctimonious with religious spirits. Little Zoe Grace wants to comment, doesn't she, Megan?
I'm sorry.
We hit a nerve. Zoe wants to talk. Yes. Go ahead.
That's right. She would if she could.
All right.
No, you know, people do get that way. They get hypocritical. And, you know, that's why I think there are so many people, I mean, even myself, have gone into church and I don't feel welcome. I feel like that outsider. And that scripture in Matthew is dead on to speak to those people that have that mindset. That, you know, just because that I haven't been to your church before, or just because I come in wearing jeans, or I have holes in my shirt, or I have a tattoo, that does not give them the right to say that I can't sit around the table and dine with the Lord, that I can't get down on my hands and knees and beg for my healing.
Amen.
That, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. It doesn't matter. As long as you ask for that forgiveness and you surrender everything, you have the right to claim your healing.
Amen. And do you have a tattoo, Megan?
No, ma'am, I don't.
But you know what? That's a good example, because a lot of quote-unquote religious people have such a hard time with some of the young people in the generation now that do tattoo quite a bit, you know, and they consider that very sinful or whatever. But I love
Absolutely.
What you're saying there, Megan. You're saying God, he takes each of us right where we are. And that's why that song by Sidewalk Prophets that we just did, Keep Making Me, is so important, because God, that's what we want you to do. Keep making us into your image. Jesus came to this earth and showed us the Father, showed us the Father's nature, which is love. God is love. And Jesus ministered to so many broken people. He did not say, oh, wait a minute, I can't heal you because, you know, you really messed up last week and you did this awful thing. No, God's healing is for all of us. Nan, talk to us about that. I just, you know, I want to get on a soapbox about this, because religious people are the first ones, generally speaking, if somebody comes down with cancer, to point a finger, let's say cancer or whatever, point a finger and say, oh, wonder what they did in their life that caused that. I mean, what did God's mad at them. You know, I've heard that through the years growing up in church. I know people think this way in religious circles.
That's a shame. I mean, we'll take my mother as an example. She was diagnosed with breast cancer.
That's right.
3 years ago. And right now she is a survivor. Things are going well. We went through all the treatments and everything. my mother is like a really godly woman.
She is,
know?
Yes.
She doesn't embark into gossip. She doesn't get into a lot of the things that people would get into. So why did she get? I mean, why would God pick on her? I mean, because he didn't pick on her,
right?
You know, and people need to realize where that actually is coming from.
Well, disease is a process in our earth. You know,
right.
It's been this way since Adam and Eve sinned. Disease, sickness has been around. Viruses, they're they keep coming up with new vaccines to stop certain things. Well, and that's all good, and praise God for vaccines. I'm not against them at all. I just know that as much as we do medically to try to prevent disease, we also should be doing it spiritually to prevent disease. Talk to me about that, Megan, Mama Megan.
Well, you know, that's what just totally blows my mind about today's culture is that when someone happens to become ill, or if someone by chance, you know, doesn't vaccinate their child, and there's something that happens that says, well, what did you do for this to happen? You know, it's like that they committed some type of sin, so the Lord's waiting on them to sin, and then he casts this, you know, this horrible illness upon people. That's not the way that it works.
Right. No.
Because
no.
No. And, you know, myself, I don't think, and I'm pretty sure that I didn't do anything to cause my son to have CDH. And
of course
Lord
you didn't do anything. No.
Absolutely not.
You would never want that's a baby. No.
No, absolutely not. And that's where we need to get out of that mindset is that the Lord doesn't cause sickness. It's the world. It's being human. It's part of being living here on the earth.
That's
that
right.
We all have to bear a cross.
Right.
But we can claim our healing. We can draw close to the Lord during those times. So that if it is the Lord's will to heal us, he will.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's where, like I said before, it's having that blind faith that you've got to step up to the plate and you've got to say, Lord, I believe you. You know, my faith may be only the size of a mustard seed, but Lord, I'm claiming this. I'm claiming my healing. Lord, I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm here just waiting on you.
I agree with you 100%. And I also want to add when you said, if it's the Lord's will, I want to go on record as saying it's always God's will to heal us, okay? Now, sometimes there are things that are in our lives, unbelief, fear, whatever. It's his will. But sometimes there are disease processes that are very far advanced. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen. There's family history. When you go to the doctor, they have you fill out a form about family history. You may be more vulnerable to cancer or whatever because of family history. There are things. But does God want to heal you? Yes. Now, there are so many healings and so many ways that God does that. And sometimes it has to start with what we were talking about early, emotional healing, and really cleansing ourselves from the things that we've been carrying around that make us more susceptible to whatever that disease process is. I want to look at verse 13 of Matthew 8. Then Jesus turned to the captain and he says, go. What you believed could happen has happened. And I think that the key right here is believing that God can do it. God can, and he wants to, okay? And the enemy tries to tell us, oh, God, you know, he can't mess with that. That's cancer. That's end-stage cancer. Folks, it doesn't matter what stage it is. God can. He can heal your body. David said in Psalm 103, verse 3, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. We're going to really look into Isaiah chapter 53 next Sunday with Pastor Jim on the air, and we are going to talk about those original words written 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth and explain why we can say that Jesus does want to heal you. He does want to do that, okay? And it says here, let's go on down to verse 16. In Matthew 8, that evening, let's don't forget verse 14, very important there. By this time, they were in front of Peter's house. And on entering, Jesus found Peter's mother-in-law sick, in bed, burning up with fever. Now, is that a coincidence that they just happened to be there right then? No, there aren't coincidences. He touched her hand. Now, we saw the touch also with the leper, right? We saw the touch there. We see the touch here. He touched her hand, and the fever was gone. No sooner was she up on her feet than she was fixing dinner for him. I like that. That was a real benefit. By Jesus touching Peter's mother-in-law and healing her, he got dinner out of it, Megan. Isn't that cute?
Isn't that nice?
Yes, it
That's
is.
Nice.
Yes. Just look at that. So, but, I mean, this is just, this isn't anything drastic like leprosy. This is just a fever. Okay? But what do we see here? We see Jesus touching her, Nan. Talk to me about that. He touched her, raised her up, and it wasn't that she had to get well over the next 8 or 10 days.
You know, we believe in that. You know, we at times have had prayer times at Beacon where,
yes,
you know, you anoint someone with oil and pray.
And touch bam,
them, touch
they're
them,
healed.
And they're healed. And
other times we've seen slow things, right?
Right. Yeah, he does it both ways, you know. But
right.
I think we've talked about being moved with compassion.
Right.
I believe he was moved with compassion with,
yes,
these individuals and touched them and showed the humanity part of you know.
Yes.
The touch is really important.
Absolutely.
In that. And, you know, going back to the man with the leprosy, I mean, that was like, you don't do that.
Right.
You know, and he did.
And he did.
You know, and then you had said, you know, this was a far different degree, a level of infirmity that she was,
right,
dealing with. And he cared about that, too.
But
and
he cares about that, too.
I think it's important for us to be sure and point out, God cares about all that.
Absolutely.
You know, just because I don't have cancer doesn't mean he doesn't care about, say, my back issue.
Right.
Or whatever someone has going on in their life.
That's right.
He cares about all of it.
Amen.
And he showed that in these two examples from a wide spectrum of degree of illness. He,
right,
cares about all of it.
Amen. And we care about what's going on in your life. We have a prayer line that we've had now for a number of years. It's an email line. It's prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we invite you to use that prayer line, write your prayer request out, send it in to us. Betty, which is Megan's mom, who will be on the show next week, Betty and or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, or Shell from our ministry here in Beacon of Hope, will send out a prayer request to our prayer warriors. If you want to be a part of that prayer warrior team, you can by also sending an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Just say, put me on the prayer team. That's very simple, and it'll all be by email. We get a lot of requests for people to be prayed for from all over different places. Since this program airs in different countries, sometimes we get requests from other countries. In all of that, we are diligent to pray and believe God for whatever the miracle or healing or whatever it is that person needs. So we invite you to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use it. That's what it's for. Also, we invite you to listen to our other show each week, and it is Go Yard, and that means hit a home run in life, and Go Yard, and it is with me and my other name, Mama Mac, and with Dr. Angel Falzoni in our ministry, who is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. Megan, you listen to the show almost every single Thursday night, which airs at 6:06 live here on this station. Do you want to comment on Go Yard?
Absolutely. You know, it's a life coaching show.
Yes.
And, you know, just like you guys last week started your series on addiction.
Yes.
Is, you know, I learned a lot by listening to that. It was amazing, you know, hearing, you know, Dr. Angel's perspective and then also hearing yours, Mama Mac. It's just really a great show. It brings things, you know, down on a level that we can understand it. And you guys give guidance in helping those type of people with those problems, or, you know, whatever type of problem you guys are talking about. You've talked about so many different things, and it's such an amazing show. Everybody needs to listen.
Thank you for saying that, Megan, and we'll talk to you again in just a minute. We've got to do our station ID in just a moment. And we invite you, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, to come to our Wednesday night gathering. It's our Bible study that's interactive. Nan, you're there every week. Can you just say a word quick? It's got to be just a couple seconds here.
Good time. We learn a lot. How's that?
bring your Bible and a notebook and come learn the Word with us. And we're getting ready to start a new series in a couple weeks. It's going to be amazing. And so you're welcome at 6:30 on Wednesday nights at the Ramada Inn on Clearwater on Almerton Road, 3580. Almerton Road, that's where it's at. 6:30, 6 o'clock is prayer meeting. Everyone is welcome. Station ID, here we go.